Yes, that's correct. Four Sydney families are set to donate a whopping $10 million to the Sydney Jewish Museum over the next 10 years. It was announced this week that Greg and Kathy Shand will donate $5 million and three other families, Gus and Nana Lira, Bob and Ruth Magid, and Leon and Simona Kamenev, will combine to donate the second $5 million. Now, this huge boost for the museum will be added to an endowment fund which will have $25 million to ensure the future of the Sydney Jewish Museum. Now, having relied on donations and JCA allocations since it was established, the museum is now hoping to increase the endowment fund to $40 million and be completely self-sufficient for the first time in history. Greg Shand said, "We are well on the way, and who knows, with a few more grants and some more new names, it is completely realistic to expect that the museum will be financially secure for the first time." And Ruth Magid also spoke at that event at the Jewish Museum this week. She said, "To honour the memory of those who perished, to keep hearing their voices, to remember their names from generation to generation, to never let up, this is our shared task." So a massive boost for the Sydney Jewish Museum, $10 million for the institution. It's our cover story. You can read full coverage in this week's edition of the Jewish News.
Well, I must say something about the Sydney Jewish Museum. It is very, very important museum. First of all, it covers the Australian Jewish community, heritage and history, but it's also a museum of the Shoah, and it's really important for future generations and also for the general public to learn, to the museum and learn from what they see.
Anita, one of the donors, Leon Kamenev, he said this week, "We support the museum in its efforts to educate future generations on the need for mutual respect and tolerance, and we hope that the museum will grow from strength to strength." So we have interviews with all those Sydney families who are donating this $10 million donation to the Sydney Jewish Museum.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. And if you haven't been lately to the Sydney Jewish Museum, I urge you to go. Apparently there is a new exhibition, very exciting one.
Yes, Nita, a new temporary exhibition at the Sydney Jewish Museum will shine a light on the 2,500-year history of Greece's once vibrant Jewish population, 80% of which was wiped out during the Holocaust. Jews of Greece, to be officially opened by the Greek Consul General on October 24, features a powerful combination of photographs by Emmanuel Santos and an insightful documentary by Jewish filmmaker and Holocaust educator Carol Gordon. Now, this pair worked together in Jewish communities and historic sites across the Greek mainland and islands in 2013, capturing rare footage of Jewish elders and Holocaust survivors who had incredible stories to tell about their heritage. The exhibition is called Jews of Greece. It's on at the Sydney Jewish Museum from October 25 to February 18, and I encourage all of your listeners to check it out.
That's very interesting, because later on the program we've got an interview, a special interview with the Greek filmmaker, and we're talking about his very special film called Cloudy Sunday. It's about the deportation and the murder of the Jews of Saloniki. During the Shoah, most of them were sent to Auschwitz and perished in the Holocaust. We're talking about over 40,000 Jews of Saloniki that lost their lives during the Shoah. Evan, what's happening in the community in Melbourne?
Well, Nita, the Melbourne Jewish community just had a farewell for Shmuel Ben Shmuel. There was also a farewell in Sydney. The outgoing Israeli ambassador was honored at a reception in both cities. Shmuel Ben Shmuel said, "It has been particularly special to serve a country that shares a deep friendship and a long history with Israel." He says, "As ambassador to Australia, it has been an honor to further the relationship between our two countries." He said, Shmuel Ben Shmuel, that the Australian Jewish community is the warmest in all the world, and he said, "He will never forget the warmth with which you welcomed me to Australia, nor will I forget your support, hard work, and good heart." Now, Shmuel Ben Shmuel's successor, British-born Mark Sofer, will assume the role later this year, and we all wish a big mazel tov to him before he starts. And obviously, we pay tribute to Shmuel Ben Shmuel for the past 4 years of service as the Israeli ambassador to Australia. We wish him all the very best as he moves on in his career.
And talking about the ambassador, Shmuel Ben Shmuel, he attended a very special ceremony last week besides the farewell ceremony for him.
Yes, Shmuel Ben Shmuel, he was presenting a Righteous Among the Nations award at a ceremony in the Parliament of Victoria last week. I'll tell you the story, it's fascinating. In German-occupied Holland, Cornelis and Alia van Meurs took the ultimate risk. In 1942, they rescued an 18-month-old Jewish boy while his parents went into hiding, evading the Nazi menace until 1945. This week, Cornelis and Alia van Meurs were posthumously honored as a Righteous Among the Nations. The award was bestowed by Yad Vashem, and as I said, it was presented by Shmuel Ben Shmuel to the Van Meurs' Australian sons, Hans and Peter. Now, in that ceremony, Shmuel Ben Shmuel said, "We stand to learn a lot from those who were righteous among the nations. They inspired us to step up for those around us, even in the face of retribution or death."
And we are talking to Evan Slatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the big news of last week was that the United States announced that America will quit the UN's cultural agency, UNESCO, next year, in part because of its continuing anti-Israel bias, and Israel will follow. What is the attitude of Australia?
Well, Nita, as you said, Israel has applauded America for leaving this United Nations agency that has become notorious for criticizing Israel and downplaying Jerusalem's Jewish history. The U.S. State Department has announced that America will quit the UN's cultural agency, UNESCO, next year, in part because of its continuing anti-Israel bias. Now, UNESCO has passed various resolutions in the past that lambast Israel and in some, in particular, have provoked anger among Israelis and diaspora Jews. The Australian reaction, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop said that she shared the view that UNESCO's anti-Israel bias was best tackled from within the organization, expressing concern over the persistent and consistent targeting of Israel and stressing that resolutions that target only Israel are not fair, are not balanced, and should not be supported. Julie Bishop said, "Our view, the government's view, is to try and effect change from within the membership of UNESCO and other organizations."
Jeremy Balkin, a Sydney boy, received a very special award last week.
He did. He is a former Mariah College student who moved to New York. He's now the head of innovation for HSBC Bank USA, and he's just been crowned the overall winner in the 2017 Advanced Global Australian Awards. Now, these awards celebrate Australians who are working overseas, who exhibit remarkable talent, exceptional vision, and ambition. And as I said, he was crowned the overall winner of those awards, as well as the winner in the financial services. He's the son of some very well-known members of the community, Jeremy Balkin, the son of David Balkin, the former JCA president. So he has a long history of involvement in the Jewish community. Jeremy actually dedicated it to his father, David, and his mother, Rosemary. A very big mazel tov to a former Sydney boy, Jeremy Balkin, who has just been crowned the overall winner in the Advanced Global Australian Awards.
Evan Slatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.